déboussolé. Et me voilà sur Sola.
Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. A set of all new releases. We wrapped up with music from Jennifer Wharton's Bonegasm Ensemble, and that's a group of four trombonists working with the rhythm section of pianist Michael Eckroth, bassist Evan Gregor, and drummer Don Perez. From the album Grit Grace, we heard Menina Sozana, LA-based French singer Marina Pokowski before that. From her album Inner Urge, we heard the Miles Davis composition Solar, and that's an album that draws on contributions from over a dozen musicians, an album out earlier in 2023. We heard some solo work on this track from bassist John Clayton and pianist Josh Nelson. And the set started with music out of the Montreal jazz scene, trumpet player Joe Sullivan and his ensemble, his latest album, Sous l'aile d'un oiseau, the track 11 plus 11. And elsewhere on the album, he's invited guest vocalist Sonia Johnson to join him. On this track, we heard some solo work from barre player Jean Frachette, as well as tenor player Yvan Bello. And that's a set of all original compositions from Joe. Well, in our last set, we wrapped up with a new album from trumpet player Chris Botti, simply called Volume 1, and that's his debut on Blue Note Records. We heard the Rodgers and Hart composition, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, a track that featured guitarist Gilad Hexelman. New music out of the Toronto jazz scene before that, from soprano and alto saxophonist Allison Oh, working with her Migrations Ensemble from the album Migrations, we heard Prayer, a group that includes vocalist Leila Baele, and that's an album inspired by the immigration of her grandparents to Canada. And the set started with a classic from Herbie Hancock, title track off of his album Maiden Voyage, out in 1965 on Blue Note Records. Trumpet player Freddie Hubbard, tenor sax player George Coleman, bassist Ron Carter, and drummer Tony Williams. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca.